the short-term forecast for Crane, Fort Stockton, Garden City, Midland, Odessa, Pecos, Rankin, and Sanderson from the National Weather Service. Midland Doppler weather radar, 11 a.m., indicated a line of showers and a few thunderstorms extending from near Bakersfield through Fort Stockton to 15 miles southwest of Pecos. These storms are moving northeast at 20 miles per hour. Widely scattered developing showers were also indicated over much of the area between Big Lake and Odessa. Expect showers and thunderstorms to persist through the afternoon hours as high temperatures climb to near 90 degrees. Afternoon winds will be from the south at 15 to 20 miles per hour and gusty. Here's a short-term forecast update for Crane, Fort Stockton, and Rankin. Midland Doppler weather radar, 11:25 a.m., indicated a strong thunderstorm located 15 miles east of Fort Stockton along Highway 67. This storm is moving northeast at 20 miles per hour and may contain small hail, frequent lightning, strong gusty thunderstorm winds, and brief heavy rains.
And here's the hourly weather roundup at 1 p.m. at the Midland International Airport. Fair and 85 degrees, 2.65. Relative humidity, 51. Wind south, 18 miles an hour. Barometer, 29.93 and falling. Amarillo had light rain and 63. Lubbock, a thunderstorm and 60. San Angelo, fair and 82. Abilene, partly cloudy and 89. Dallas, Fort Worth, partly cloudy and 88. Wake, cloudy and 86. Wind south 18, gust to 26. El Paso mostly cloudy in 86. Carlsbad partly cloudy in 82. Once again at 1 p.m. at the Midland International Airport, fair 85 degrees.
You are listening to NOAA Weather Radio, the voice of the National Weather Service at 162.400 MHz in Odessa and 162.475 MHz in Big Spring.
Bulletin. The National Weather Service Star Prediction Center in Kansas City has issued a tornado watch for parts of western and northwest Texas, effective this Thursday afternoon and evening until 8 p.m. Central Daylight Time. Tornadoes, large hail, dangerous lightning, and damaging thunderstorm winds are possible in these areas. The tornado watch area is along and 60 statute miles north and south of a line from 70 miles northwest of Midland, Texas to 90 miles northeast of Abilene, Texas. Remember, a tornado watch means conditions are favorable for tornadoes and severe thunderstorms in and close to the watch area. Persons in these areas should be on the lookout for threatening weather conditions and listen for later statements and possible warnings. This watch includes the following counties: Gaines, Dawson, Borden, Scurry, Andrews, Martin, Howard, Mitchell, Wink, Ector, and Midland counties. Repeating, a tornado watch for parts of western and northwest Texas is effective this Thursday afternoon and evening until 8 p.m. Central Daylight Time. Thunderstorm chances are again good this afternoon and evening as unstable air moves over the area. A tornado watch is in effect for parts of the Permian Basin until 8 p.m. Central Daylight Time this evening. The weather forecast for the Permian Basin in the Big Spring area this afternoon, mostly cloudy, a 20% chance of afternoon thunderstorms. Some storms could be severe, high near 90, southeast wind 10 to 20 miles an hour and gusty. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a 50% chance of thunderstorms. Some storms could be severe, low in the mid-60s, southeast wind 10 to 20 miles an hour. Friday, mostly cloudy in the morning, partly cloudy in the afternoon, a 20% chance of afternoon thunderstorms. High in the lower 90s, south to southeast wind 10 to 20 miles an hour and gusty. The extended forecast Saturday through Monday, dry, lows from the upper 50s to the mid-60s, highs in the 90s.
Here's a thunderstorm outlook for west Texas and southeast New Mexico. A moist and unstable air mass remains in place across west Texas and southeast New Mexico along and south of a warm front located between Lubbock and Midland at noon. Abundant surface heating and a weak upper-level disturbance will result in a very unstable air mass later this afternoon across west Texas and southeast New Mexico. Strong thunderstorms are already developed between Crane and Fort Stockton. Additional thunderstorm development is expected this afternoon and evening and will have the potential to produce large hail and damaging winds. In addition, the lower level winds will become favorable for development